just while we're fussing around here, listening to these little things as I'm going through, what we're going to look at, and this will be one of them, what Nikki has brought in is a proposal for purchasing on expenses. And that came about the other day when there was stuff getting paid for. I said, is that in the budget? Yeah. Well, but where? And apparently we've been paying for expenses from that department out of buildings and grounds.
Okay.
So to better track what expenses there are, I know that we set up a little, I put together a budget without talking to Ron, because I think it's pretty wrong. Anyway, he's put something together, so it's something for us to look at as part of the process this morning. I started to ask a question.
Yeah, I started to ask a question. I lost you there when you said that there was something from buildings and grounds. That was what?
We were paying for supplies for purchasing out of buildings and grounds budget 104. And I didn't ask for this one, but here's one for legal. So we can look into it.
I got a call. I didn't know we had an 8 o'clock meeting this morning. It's all right, unless you think of a trip over it.
No.
We brought that in here when we had that conference meeting.
Just so that you'd be updated, I know we've got budget here.
Of course. No, I'm sorry.
But this did lay within some of the budget stuff. Is the repairs that we did on the building down here, on the roof at the extension office, and then they're having some problems with a squirrel or something got in there, and I think Renee and then went down yesterday, and then she called me and asked me about some work that she was doing at the transfer station at the road and bridge barn on the west side, that the fail had went out and done, and how it was to be bailed out. And I told her that that was to be transferred from road and bridge to her department. But she ended up all right in her department, didn't she, Rick?
He was over it just because of the EPM.
Right.
I sent you those yesterday. You probably lost those too.
No, I got those, believe it or not.
I put some notes on the side of that one. So
I got that, and I read that yesterday.
Some of them I didn't say anything about because I really couldn't tell you why. That's true. Some of them I knew.
Thinking it was going to be cold in there. I was really dressed up there.
you guys planning on adopting the final budget on
Monday?
Tuesday.
Is it the ninth Tuesday? You got to lose the ninth.
I just got off the phone with Mr. Scalpas that he will be here probably 20 minutes. He has that standing meeting that he has Thursday morning. Anyway, he'll be here in 20 minutes.
I would like to have where you guys want to be in there so I can get that to you and look at it Monday. I want you to sign up for every page all through it.
What is it now?
If there's any changes.
Oh, I agree.
And
what did we got for? Have you got the budget scheduled Monday?
I don't have any. I don't have any fixed agenda. So.
She's good. 8:45, she's got agenda request, and I thought that we would, she may already have that posted from, last week ago, Tuesday, I guess.
And we need to address the budget today also, the flood buyout. And what we can't do, I've got information on that. We're going to, apparently it's all going to have to be run through the county. If in fact the county is the agency that actually has to buy the property, then we have to write the check. My catch is that I don't want to write the check until we have the money.
Well, that's not what Mickey Davis told us down there, though, and that's the reason I was again that part of it, was that we have to write the check and wait on a FEMA buyout.
That's not what we were told originally.
I know. But that, when he had his meeting with us the other day, when we visited with him down there, whenever Bob actually brought him over, he said that he wanted us to put it in the budget. But then.
Well, we have to discuss that today, because that's big. It's going to be somewhere around $2.5 million. I feel a little uncomfortable.
Without some kind of guarantee of timing.
We are talking about the United States federal government.
I'm talking about
timing.
I'm
very concerned about it.
And timing. I'm talking about the timing of the payoff. The payoff is very easy to come the next year. And that's what the question was down there. And he said that he kind of explained that he thought it would happen quicker than that. I don't think that, with all due respect, that he would know when they would pay. Rick, and while we're on talking about budget issues and the EPM monies that we've spent, and as we were shown that we were going to see an automatic reduction when they get the job completed, I would like to keep track of those electric bills, and if we can figure out how to keep us posted on that when they come in and we approve them, but just an extra note is what I'm saying. So
you need to just communicate with us.
Comparison.
I would say that Joanna is probably the most tracking on it. If she's not, I'll try to suggest that she put in a spreadsheet and so we can
right.
Spreadsheet. But you need to communicate with us about when the project's done so we can maybe follow in. I think the cutoff date on the electric is the 21st, so it would be basically. But yeah, that's a good idea. And
the figures that were shown to us by the bid awardee were up to $95,000 a year. That is a significant number. And we paid for the project and what we spent in he had wrote on there for 3.5 or 4 years, but that was for the entire project, so.
I'm pretty sure there's some sensitive. Stipulations about how things are used within this building here would save us probably $500 to $1,000 a month. So that would be if you walk into any of these offices, you're going to see little heaters around. And I think that we have differences in how people are comfortable. You know, that just between 3 or 4 of you that are up here, we need to say, hey, look, this is where the thermostat's going to be, and then. I mean, I've got 2 girls that use those heaters, and I'm not going to tell them to stop until the policy says that they're not supposed to. Then I would.
Turn the seat down. Well, unless you're freezing.
No, I'm fine.